This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. High-tech entrepreneur Greg Gianforte will barnstorm the state over the next 2 days to announce his decision on whether he'll run for governor. Gianforte is widely regarded as the leading challenger against Governor Steve Bullock, the incumbent Democrat. The Bozeman Republican formed an exploratory committee last summer for his first potential political campaign. Gianforte spokesman Ron Catlett declined to say whether Gianforte will run. His first stop will be in Billings today, followed by appearances in Sydney, Lewistown, and Kalispell. Gianforte closes his tour tomorrow with trips to Great Falls, Helena, Missoula, and Bozeman. A group of healthcare leaders from across Montana are meeting to brainstorm ways to reduce healthcare costs. They convened yesterday in Helena. Montana Public Radio News Director Eric Whitney reports.
A little over a year ago, Montana got a $1 million federal grant to take a big picture look at healthcare in the state and try to find ways to make it more efficient. Healthcare costs here have been rising faster than in most other states, but Montana still lags behind in areas like life expectancy, immunizations, and suicide prevention. The grant creates an opportunity to find solutions, says Jessica Rhodes, policy director at the state health department.
The governor appointed a council of industry leaders from across the state to come together with the public sector, the private sector, patient advocates, healthcare providers, and talk about what do we need to make healthcare more affordable and to improve its quality.
So far, the council has identified 3 areas to work on. 1, making mental health care a routine part of general health care. 2, helping poor and non-white Montanans live healthier. And 3, taking better advantage of health information technology. The council will issue a report in March and continue meeting for at least another year. Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are investigating after several courthouses and a high school in Montana received phoned-in bomb threats. Butte High School was evacuated shortly before 10 yesterday morning. Principal John Metz told the Montana Standard the voice on the call was computer-generated. The Butte Silver Bow County Courthouse received its 3rd threat in as many workdays yesterday morning. Last Thursday, the Lewis and Clark County Courthouse and the Montana Supreme Court also received bomb threats. No bombs were found in any location. Federal agents also are investigating bomb threats made with a computer-generated voice to dozens of schools in the northeastern part of the United States. The Butte Silver Bow undersheriff said 2 Butte calls yesterday came from the same spoof number, but he didn't know if they were related to the threats in the other states. The Public Service Commission has approved a temporary rate increase for Northwestern Energy after revenue fell short of the company's forecast with its purchase of 11 hydroelectric dams in 2014. PSC spokesman Eric Sell says the commission voted 3-1 yesterday to approve the interim increase of $31.6 million to electricity customers in Montana. A Bozeman man who assaulted an ex-girlfriend and a police officer, then escaped custody with his hands cuffed and legs shackled, has been sentenced to 35 years in prison. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Kevin Briggs was sentenced yesterday on multiple felony and misdemeanor charges. Police had left Briggs unattended for a half hour, and he walked away from the Law and Justice Center. He was eventually arrested in Oregon. Well, tax season started yesterday, and this year it may take a little longer than in the past for taxpayers to get their refunds. Montana Department of Revenue's Molly Peterson explains.
This year, because of how much more checking we're doing for identity theft and fraudulent returns, it's taking us longer to issue refunds.
Peterson says filing taxes sooner rather than later is a good way to protect against identity theft.
And the advantage to doing it as soon as you have all of your tax documents together rather than waiting a few months is that if you file your income tax return, then an identity thief will not file for you. Something that we have run into since last tax season is a nationwide increase in identity theft.
Peterson says tax forms filled out on paper are just as secure as the online forms, but they may take longer to process. She encourages taxpayers to file electronically this year for the fastest possible refund. For a link to the Department of Revenue's online tax filing system, visit our website at mtpr.org. Two suspects have denied their alleged roles in the death of a Missoula motel employee and a knife attack on another woman. Scott Austin Price and Sarah Ray McKnight both pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony deliberate homicide and conspiracy to commit aggravated kidnapping. Price also pleaded not guilty to attempted deliberate homicide, while McKnight pleaded not guilty to accountability to deliberate homicide. Prosecutors allege Price stabbed a woman in a grocery store parking lot in an attempt to steal her car, and that Price and McKnight went to a nearby motel where they killed an employee. The Missoulian reports Price and McKnight were arraigned separately before District Judge Dusty Deshaw. Bail remains at $1 million each. Price also is charged with killing his former landlord in Miles City on December 14th. A man who said he moved to Butte to sell methamphetamine has denied three felony charges. The Montana Standard reports Lester Oxendine pleaded not guilty yesterday to criminal distribution of dangerous drugs, possession with intent to distribute, and assault with a weapon. Prosecutors allege he brought more than 40 pounds of methamphetamine with an estimated street value of $640,000 in a five-month period. Police seized about 4 pounds of the drug when Oxendine was arrested December 10th. Charging documents say he told investigators he moved to Montana to sell drugs and that no one would mess with him because he would shoot them. The assault charge alleges Oxendine fired a gun at an unidentified woman 2 days before his arrest, missing her head by inches. A 30-year-old Missoula man has denied charges alleging he killed his girlfriend and dumped her body in the woods southeast of Missoula. The Missoulian reports Emmanuel F. Gomez pleaded not guilty yesterday to deliberate homicide in the December 21st death of 26-year-old Charlie Ann Weirich. He also pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor partner or family member assault that alleged he beat Weirich on December 16th. Court records say she gave a note to a coworker December 19th asking him to contact law enforcement if she ever went missing. She also said she feared Gomez would kill her. A coworker reported her missing on December 24th. Her body was found 3 days later. District Judge Karen Townsend continued Gomez's bail at $1 million. A trial date has not been set. A former chief financial officer of Vans Incorporated has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy in a federal case that alleges he helped former CEO George Leslie Manlove defraud the electronics and appliance chain, causing it to file for bankruptcy. Paul Lynn Nisbet pleaded not guilty January 12th to a single conspiracy charge that includes a forfeiture requirement. The hearing was held before Magistrate Jeremiah Lynch in Missoula. Nisbet previously reached a plea agreement with prosecutors, but a change of plea hearing that had been set for that day was canceled. The offer of proof alleges Nisbet was aware of Manlove's unauthorized spending and did not inform the board, and that Nisbet benefited from the conspiracy. Manlove has pleaded not guilty to over 200 federal charges, including conspiracy and fraud. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.